15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior paint and primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
In the remote countryside near the sleepy town of Ashford, there was an old railway tunnel, long abandoned and rumored to be haunted. Mark Dalton, a 27-year-old urban explorer and podcaster known for his fascination with paranormal locations, decided to investigate the tunnel for his next episode. Mark, with his tousled hair, quick wit, and a healthy dose of skepticism, was always ready for an adventure. The Ashford Tunnel, as it was locally known, had a dark history. It was the site of a tragic train accident in the early 1900s, where many passengers lost their lives. Since then, it was said that the victims' spirits haunted the tunnel, their anguished cries echoing in the darkness. Armed with his recording equipment and a flashlight, Mark set out to the tunnel one evening. The tunnel's entrance loomed before him, a gaping maw leading into pitch-black darkness. As he stepped inside, the air turned noticeably colder, and a sense of unease washed over him. Mark began recording, narrating his experience as he ventured deeper into the tunnel. The beam of his flashlight barely pierced the oppressive darkness. He could hear the sound of dripping water, the scurrying of small creatures, and his own footsteps echoing off the walls. Suddenly, the flashlight flickered and went out, plunging Mark into darkness. He fumbled for his backup light, his heart racing. In those moments of darkness, he heard it. The faint sound of a train whistle and the distant chattering of voices, as if a phantom train was passing through. The backup light came on and Mark continued, his skepticism giving way to apprehension. The tunnel seemed to stretch on endlessly, the walls closing in around him. He then noticed something peculiar. The echoes of his footsteps were out of sync, as if someone was walking beside him. In a moment of terror, Mark turned to see shadowy figures following him. They were the ghostly apparitions of the train accident victims, their faces twisted in agony and despair. Mark realized he was not merely an observer. He had intruded into their domain. The spirits' whispers grew louder, their words a cacophony of pain and anger. Mark felt an icy grip on his shoulder and spun around, coming face to face with a spectral figure, its eyes hollow and accusing. In a panic, Mark dropped his equipment and ran, the wails of the spirits chasing him. The tunnel seemed to warp and elongate, making his escape feel impossible. Just as he saw the light at the end of the tunnel, a chilling scream pierced the air, and a rush of cold air enveloped him. Mark emerged from the tunnel, gasping for breath, and collapsed on the ground outside. The recording equipment, left behind in the tunnel, was later found by locals. It was still recording, but the only sound was a haunting echo of the train whistle, followed by an eerie silence. The tunnel was sealed off, but on quiet nights, the faint sound of a train whistle could still be heard, a ghostly reminder of the tragedy that occurred within its depths. Gregory Wallace, a 45-year-old long-distance trucker with a rugged exterior and a...
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/audio.
Calm demeanor. Had been navigating the country's highways for decades. Known for his punctuality and efficiency, Gregory took pride in never having lost his way until one fateful night. While on a routine delivery through the back roads of rural Somerset County, Gregory decided to take a shortcut he'd heard about from fellow truckers. It was supposed to cut through an old forest, saving him time. As he turned onto the narrow road, bordered by dense trees, the sky was darkening and a light rain began to fall. Initially, the road seemed normal, albeit less traveled and overgrown. However, as Gregory drove deeper into the forest, he noticed that the road was becoming increasingly narrow and winding. The tall trees formed a canopy overhead, casting the road into shadow even before night fully fell. An uneasy feeling crept over Gregory. He considered turning back, but found that the road behind him was shrouded in an impenetrable fog. Pushing forward seemed the only option. The road twisted and turned, looping back on itself in ways that defied logic. Gregory's sense of direction, usually impeccable, was utterly disoriented. The truck's headlights barely penetrated the darkness that enveloped the road. Strange noises echoed through the forest, unidentifiable whispers and the rustling of leaves as though something was moving just beyond sight. Gregory felt increasingly claustrophobic, the trees seeming to lean closer, their branches scratching against the truck like fingers. Every turn he took seemed to lead him deeper into a labyrinth. The road was now so narrow that the truck barely fit. Gregory's heart raced as he realized he was trapped, the forest closing in around him. Then, the truck's engine began to falter. Electrical systems flickered, the dashboard lights blinking erratically, as if the truck were being drained of power. Gregory tried to restart the engine, but it sputtered and died, leaving him stranded in the dark, oppressive forest. As Gregory sat in the silent truck, the temperature dropped sharply. His breath fogged in the air, and a sense of dread washed over him. He heard soft, malicious laughter echoing around him, the sound seeming to come from nowhere and everywhere. In the story's terrifying climax, the trees around Gregory began to move, their trunks twisting and bending unnaturally. Faces appeared in the bark, grotesque and leering, and the branches reached for the truck, tapping against the windows. Gregory, paralyzed with fear, watched as the forest came alive. The laughter grew louder, turning into a cacophony of mocking voices. The trees encased the truck, trapping him in a wooden prison. When the sun rose the next morning, the shortcut was gone, as if it had never existed. A search party found Gregory's truck days later, abandoned on a well-traveled road, miles from where he'd made his wrong turn. The truck was locked from the inside, the windows fogged up. Inside, they found Gregory, his eyes wide with terror, his body cold and stiff. His last Logentry mentioned taking the shortcut. The forest around the truck was silent and still, belying the horror of the wrong turn that had claimed Gregory Wallace.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.